Phone call number three.
Yes.
Phone call number three came recently to me because, this is kind of a story. So it starts again as that song ends off in Texas. We'll continue on that song line too. Once upon a time, damn, Utley, that was good. I was a folk singer running around the country, and the Coral Reefer Band consisted of one guitar player who had a propensity for alcohol. Imagine that, a musician with a propensity for alcohol. And we thought we were pretty good, and we went to Commerce, Texas to compete in like a battle of the bands to get shows at colleges in Texas. And the thing of it was, we got down there and we thought we were pretty good, and then we get out there and we hear the rumor that they said, you know who's gonna be here? And I went, nah, we're okay with that. He said, the Commodores. Now cut back to like 1974, the Commodores were hot shit. They pulled into Commerce, Texas in a bus that looked like the Starship Enterprise. And the thing of it was, you kind of drew straws to see who went first at this battle of the bands. And being a lucky Jesuit-trained altar boy, I thought, being born on Christmas, my luck is gonna be with me. Baby Jesus of the wayward musicians, be on my side. Can I get an amen for that? Well, we lost, and we had to follow the Commodores. So off they come. They got off the bus in their suits, their show suits. So Roger, my guitar player with a propensity for alcohol, says, what are we gonna do? I said, I suggest we start drinking heavily at this very moment. Now, at this battle of the bands, each band got 15 minutes to show their stuff. The Commodores went on, and my God, it looked like Sherman marching through Georgia. They just killed the place. So we killed the bottle. Went on the stage, and for 12 and a half of my 15 minutes, I just heaped praise after praise after praise upon Lionel Richie and the Commodores. You see, we'd known each other going back to Alabama Day. And for the last 2.5 minutes, I said I could only follow their amazing performance with one song that I know will strike a chord in the heart of you East Texas people. And little did I know they would strike a chord of familiarity across the entire planet Earth. And on that day, we got just as many goddamn gigs as the Commodores did. So, I get this phone call number three from Lionel, says, I'm doing a country album. And I'd like for you to sing on that song called All Night Long. I love that song. But think about it this way, if you put the titles of these two songs together, for any English majors out there in the audience tonight, it forms a really interesting, complete sentence. Why don't we get drunk and screw, comma, all night long? Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so warm.